son. Well, 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 ladies, this is your space for inspiration, empowerment, and real conversations with women who are redefining the game. Well, 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 welcome to another episode of SKST Radio, and you tuned in to Girl Talk. As we wrap up our season, I had to bring my friend back, Ms. Tavi Patel.
Hi.
Did I say that right?
It's Tavi, but that's okay.
Tavi Patel. I practiced this too and still didn't get it. Man, okay, so guys, I know for the ones who've come into the office and you've come through the front door and you see this beautiful plaque that's at my door. This plaque right here, she actually did this. Can y'all see that? Look at that. Perfect. I mean, I love it. I want it on my wall or something. It's so beautiful. So tell people who you are and what you do. I've already showed them why I'm so excited. So you just tell people what you do.
My name is Tavi, and I am an interior designer, but I do paint part-time. But right now, I'm more into painting because I feel like I'm more alive when I'm painting.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. So, guys, if you've seen the decorative shoes, sneakers, the decorative purses, handbags, she is the person that does all those type of things. So how did you get started in doing this type of work?
So back in COVID time, I was in India, and then I started doing I had one glass bottle with me. And I had those colors with me, mm-hmm. the glass colors. And I just started painting on one bottle. And then my friends saw that bottle. And they were like, Tavi, why don't you like paint more bottles and display it and see what kind of work you are doing. Mm-hmm. Then it suddenly like boomed and I started my small business.
Oh, wow. So now that you are an entrepreneur, tell people, how does it feel? I mean, because at first you just was just doing it, right? And now look at you, you're successful and you're doing it. And man, it's amazing.
Yeah,
so how does that feel?
It feels amazing. I feel more good because when I give those pieces to people, they feel that is just not a pretty painting, but they reflect their identity. Mm-hmm. That's the more empowering thing to do for me.
Oh, wow. You know what? I'm so, so, so very grateful for this.
Thank
and
you.
When I saw it, I mean, I literally cried because, guys, I mean, this is like my PR agency. This is my symbol for my PR agency. And I'm going to treasure this always, always, always. I love it.
So when I got here last time, I saw that excitement on your face. How excited, excitement in your voice that you were very much like, you know, into it. Mm-hmm. And then I picked your card from here and then I knew that what I was up to.
Oh my gosh, it is gorgeous. I mean, I showed it, we had orientation last Friday. Mm-hmm. And I brought this to the table to show them, you know, I'm always talking about you. So when people call you and they say, hey, Miss Cammie, that's why, because I am showing this off like crazy because I am so proud of it. I am so very proud
Thank
of
you.
It. And you guys, I mean, she just took, like she said, my business card and she mimicked it to the, but let me tell you, that is not the best of this little thing here. It actually has texture. You can
yep.
feel it.
Yeah.
So tell me about this. So did you, I mean, I know you've done a lot of these, right?
Yeah.
You've done a lot of these.
Yes.
And so do you experiment and try things out, or how do you get it to now that you're such an expert?
Yeah, I experimented a lot of on my bottles, on my glass products. I have also made a chandelier out of used
wow.
wine glass bottles. So yeah, that's how I have played with colors, different kind of colors, different kind of mediums. And that's where I get here.
Okay. Well, you know what? Ideas. Okay. So to brand different things, You can do that. Yeah. I mean, like coasters. You could probably.
I had recently painted few glass coasters.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, yes. I did that. I can see that. I can surely see that.
Yeah.
Okay. That is so cool. Okay, so let's go back. So you're in India. Your friends gave you the idea. You start doing it. So now, what do your family think? What do they think? You know, it's like, oh, you're wasting your time, or, you know, did you have anybody that didn't believe that you were going to be so successful?
Not really. Like, everyone was really supportive. They are still supporting me. But then I'm also coming out of my little comfort zone that this is a new country for me. I need to learn so many different things. Mm-hmm. So I go to help my husband, mm-hmm, for his business. Mm-hmm. Then I come back home. I do a little course, and then I start painting again, and then I'm waiting for my orders to come.
Oh, nice, nice. Well, you're incredible.
Thank you.
You're incredible. So what, if I wanted to learn how to do this, do you teach classes, or would you consider teaching classes?
I would.
I'll give you a space.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, but a few of my friends asked me to do like this kind of workshops, mm-hmm, to people who are really interested in doing that.
Yeah, well, you should do it.
Yeah,
you got a place.
Yeah, sure. Place. I will.
So, and I wouldn't charge you either.
Okay.
I'll let you. This would be your thing.
Okay.
I mean, I am so proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, I love this so very much.
Thank you.
This is just amazing. It's just amazing. I was telling our producer, I was like, I wonder if she could put it on the wall.
So one of my friends suggested me to get you something before I was coming here at that day, the first mm-hmm show we did. And then you showed me your office. Then you told me that how pink and white is your vibe. And then I picked your card, and then I saw this logo that was, I really like this logo.
Oh, well, thank you.
And
thank you.
Yeah, that's where, you know, it has this pink color, a girly tone, and a really bold black color.
Yeah, yeah.
I really like it.
Thank you. See, and that's what I'm saying. It's like you have a way of making a person feel real, real good about their product.
Yeah.
So I'm sure, like, with the shoes and the bags, yes, I mean, it's so expressive, and you make it unique to them.
Yeah.
People like seeing their stuff. They like to see your name. They like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I'm just so proud of you. So
thank
very
you.
Proud of you. So what's next?
I'm also painting on shoes. Mm-hmm. So what I really do, I also for the glass painting, I really ask people what they really want to be on that bottle, mm-hmm, or the shoe. Any product, mm-hmm, because I just don't want to take any image from the Google and just paint it and give it to them. I want them, their interest to reflect on that product.
Okay.
So that's the whole point of doing all these things.
Okay. Okay. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I have a couple of bottles set to the side for her to look at and see if we can get an idea of what she would have done with these bottles. Okay. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back. If you just tuned in, you haven't tuned in too late. You tuned into the Cami Grayson Show, and I am sitting here with Tanvi,
yes,
Patel.
That's correct.
I got it correct. Yes. All right. So Tanvi is here. She's telling us about her career here. She is an artist. She calls herself an interior artist, but she's actually an all-around artist.
Yep.
So I'm very excited about her because she's just, I mean, look at this beautiful spirit. She's one of those people that you got to know. So her information is scrolling across the bottom. If you want to reach out to her, her Instagram information is down there. And if you need something done, I think we just, what happened? TV's off.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I wonder if we're still rolling.
Yes, we are.
Okay. So what if you explain to us how, if you had this bottle, okay, how would you decorate it?
Okay, so as I know that you are a beach person, mm-hmm, I would want, and you like pink and white. Pink and white is your vibe.
Mm-hmm.
So I might just go with big waves with a little starfish and maybe a whale.
Uh-huh.
And I would also do sand and maybe shells.
Oh, or something. Nice.
I would like to make it a little 3D bottle. Mm-hmm. This one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That is cute. See, that's what I'm saying. She got bright ideas. And so I am just amazed. I mean, you could probably give her anything and she could probably make something out of it, right?
Yep.
So tell me, what are you looking for? What type of customers are you looking for?
I really like people who appreciate art.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the niche crowd I wanted to work with.
Okay. So now, are you still working out of the home, or do you have a workshop, or?
No, I'm working from the home.
From the home. Do you like that? I like that too, because that way you can kind of be messy.
Yeah.
I started a paint project. It's in the front of what our letters, right?
Uh-huh.
And I've got the painting on the first one, and it's kind of messy, but it was fun.
It was fun.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. So we got your type of customers you're looking for. Tell people how they can get in touch with you.
They can contact me on Instagram, of course. They can also email me, but most of the information they'll get on Instagram, because so many of my customers had a different kind of questions about what kind of color do you use for your leather paint? Mm-hmm. What kind of color do I use for the glass products? And yeah, so, and they also have those questions about the leather paint, that what if the color will come off? Mm-hmm. Can we wash it or not?
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, most of the answers they'll get on my Instagram.
Let me ask you, what can we do to help you?
I'll give you my Instagram handle. That's Plugwalk. People can contact me on Plugwalk, mm-hmm, on Instagram. And if they will DM me,
okay,
and I'll get back to them.
Okay, that'd be great. So yeah, whatever we can do to help you, because we're very appreciative of you and your artwork.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm just like, love you to death. I mean, just thank you so much. And then, so now you got all the stuff you got going on. You got the artwork. Is it going to, eventually you're going to have to do this full time? You know that, right?
Yeah.
Because it's getting there.
Yes.
I can tell.
Because this one piece will take a lot of time. I mean, maybe I think this frame took 2 days
to make.
Yeah.
Wow. And guys, so, I mean,
the more the detail, the more the time.
And this is glass.
Yeah.
Look at that. Wow, girl. And her little signature's in the back. That's cute. I love it.
Thank you.
So, it's just gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. Look at the lips. I love it. Love it. Love it. Okay, so, guys, get in touch with her. Again, the information is scrolling across the bottom of the screen. And she is just full of art. As you can see how she described how she would do the bottle. You see the artwork here. I mean, she has purses, shoes. I got pictures of sneakers,
jackets.
I mean, all kinds of stuff. So, guys, if you want some customized art, and you know me, I love everything unique. I love everything unique. Yeah. I don't want the same thing you got. I want my own. And that's what she does. She personalized all the items that she do.
Yes.
For you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
And so what's your motto? What's your what do you call it? Mission?
I just want everyone to see art as just not a pretty thing, but a reflection of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's my main motto. I'm not much into like my name should be like famous. I should be like famous with my products and all those stuff. I want people to feel the product. And if they are finding anybody else who is more creative, I want them to go to that person too.
Yeah. I love it. Okay, guys, you heard it from her. Until next time, right here, Girl Talk, special women just like this, right here on SKST Radio. Bye for now.
Bye.
An SKST Radio Network production. Powered by SKST Radio Network and SGA Entertainment. Tommy G.